Sports Central. US Sport.
Well, the season is moving along at a rapid pace. We had the one result, of course, Friday morning onto our screens here. Kansas City 21, Oakland 13. The boys are back. They were terrific last Monday night as part of the evening program. Check out their NFL podcast every week as well. Richie Garraway, James Arthur. Afternoon, lads.
Yeah, Brett, how you doing?
Going well?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for having us, Brett.
Pleasure. You're looking summery, boys. You've clearly been out and about. I haven't been out. I've been in this cocoon for about 7 hours.
You're missing a beautiful day out
and
there.
And to think we envy you.
Fire away, boys, because a lot of action. You'll reflect back, no doubt, on the game with Kansas City and a lot to look forward to tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Looking back to the Chiefs and the Raiders, the Chiefs in probably arguably the tightest race for the playoffs, that AFC West Division. The Chiefs taking the win 21-13 over the Raiders. Tyreek Hill was really the difference in this game.
He was pretty outstanding, had the punt return and the deep 36-yard touchdown pass to really set the Chiefs up. This is a guy that I actually had a few questions today regarding, you know, where he's come from. And he was a fourth-round pick, and he didn't come out of nowhere. The reason he was picked in the fourth round is because he's a pretty terrible human being.
He's an awful human being.
He choked and punched his pregnant wife. And it's not allegedly...
Girlfriend, sorry. He didn't even put a ring on it.
No, it isn't allegedly he...
Yeah, police report.
It's all done. He admitted it. Now, yeah, he deserves a second chance on that. But I just find it real hard having a guy like that, having his name chanted at Arrowhead Stadium. I think people really need to... Look, he's been outstanding for them as a player, but I think you need to look at it from a little different perspective, and where the NFL is suspending a guy for smoking a little bit of weed for a season, yet this guy can punch the crap out of his girlfriend, pregnant girlfriend, and be playing first week of the season and getting his name chanted. Not a big rap for it.
No, 100%. He is a horrible human being.
Yep.
And look... People do get second chances, but there'll be a lot of people for things like that who'll say, forget your second chance.
People like that with Michael Vick and the dog fighting. They've never forgiven that. I'm one of those people. I'm a real dog lover. I know
more.
You are. I'll never forgive him for that. I'll respect the player he was, but I'll never get over what he did because it's disgusting. The story of the night for me was Derek Carr, though. This was the first bad game. This is the worst game I've ever seen him play in his two seasons. It was really bad. The pinky and the cold weather, I don't think, worked well together. He didn't blame the pinky.
He's not that type of person.
As a true professional, he's not going to make excuses. But he really hurt them tonight. They missed a lot of passes, and they were still in with a chance to win this. They had three turnovers on defense. The Chiefs didn't score in the second half, so the defense did its job, and the offense just wasn't able to get it going and wasn't able to score points.
No, and it was really like Kansas City sat there in a cover two shell and just dared them to run on them. And as good as that O-line is, they couldn't really get it going.
They got it cold. Sporadically.
It was really, really cold. I think the longest completion they had was about like 30 yards or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
Normally the...
No, 18 was the longest.
Oh, there you go. It's even less. Oakland, for those who don't know, they're a really high-flying, throw it down the field, get vertical, Crabtree and Cooper. Probably one of the biggest things I think they miss in the game is they don't really have much of a tight end threat. And they don't have a guy who you can say, okay, we need 9 yards here for this first down to keep this drive alive. They don't have.
Well, it has been Crabtree late, and lately he's kind of struggled a little bit. It usually is Crabtree. They've got, what's his name? I'm just having a blank. Cooper to go to do the deep routes, and he's so great at that. But did you see the missed throw that they had, which Cooper lost it? There's talks that it hit the sky cam.
Well, it hit one of the wires for the Skycam, which is weird.
It's bound to happen at some point. if they caught that play, that was a touchdown, and that's game tied. Yeah. So it's a completely different game.
Well, and that was the thing. Oakland had their chances at the end.
Yeah.
So...
They forced down. They had a fourth down fail from their own 12.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible throw by Derek Carr on the fourth down.
Yeah.
I'll just quickly shout it before we move on. Khalil Mack, he is back.
He's so good.
Flying, forced a turnover and recovered it from a sack. He looks every bit the player he was last season after a slow start. Yeah. So Raiders, don't get down. It's a tough loss to a good Chiefs team. You're both going to the playoffs and you get a chance. Now, they've lost the division lead though, which is tough.
Yeah, because they really want the week off because they're not great in cold weather because they play in sunny California.
But they play the division. There's like five division games.
That happens 4 weeks. Everywhere.
So
like, have a look at
it's going to be really exciting with Denver.
All right, let's take a little bit of a look at some of the early games which will come in Monday morning. First one I want to take a look at is Steelers going to the Bills. This will be a snow game. It is going to be cold up there in Buffalo. It's going to snow at game time. Both these teams really need this, especially the Steelers, if they want to stay in touch with the Ravens.
Yeah, look, I think the Bills are pretty much done. They're going to have an uphill fight to get into the playoffs. All eyes are on Tyrod Taylor, though. During the week, there was talks about them not renewing his contract.
They save a lot of money. If they cut him by March, I think, 11...
$27 million over 2 years.
Exactly. But, and if they have him one day longer, it's all guaranteed.
But it's over 2 years, so it's not that much for a yearly payment. For, you know, I would rate Tyrod Taylor somewhere around middle of the pack of a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's great for that offense because of his running ability. If they want to be a running team... You know, he's got almost 500 yards rushing this year and 6 touchdowns to go along with, you know, 2,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. So he hasn't been unproductive. He's not the best quarterback, but it's something you can use and build a defense around and be a good running team. So I'd be interested. I think they should keep him because what else is out there?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But look at Joe Flacco. Like, they kept him because there's no one else out there and he's done fine. You have to.
Biggest difference, Flacco's... He gets better as the year goes on. His play in the last handful of weeks has improved. And that playoff run he had was arguably one of the greatest playoff runs a quarterback's ever had. It was so impressive.
Oh, yeah.
But really quickly, staying with the Steelers and the Bills, I really think my concern here is the Bills' rushing defense. They gave up a ton of yards last week, and now they're coming up against Le'Veon Bell, who could just shred them for just as many.
Yeah, I can see Pittsburgh winning this game fairly comfortably. Say it's at Buffalo, did you say?
Yes, in the snow.
At Buffalo, the running game. It'll be running game versus running game. The Bills may be able to stay in it due to the bad weather, but honestly, I think the Steelers need this win. They got rolling their big three last week with Antonio Brown, Roethlisberger, and Bell. I think it's this time of the season, I think they'll rattle off 4 wins in a row and get this season sorted out and get themselves into the playoffs.
Well, speaking of Bell off the SMS, we've got someone asking, is he the best back in the NFL?
Yeah.
I would think so too.
I think Zeke's going to push him, and David Johnson's certainly going to push him in the next couple of years. But
right now, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. He does everything exceptionally. His pass protection's a bit off, which is where Zeke and Johnson could get him. But as of right now, Le'Veon Bell's the best back in the league.
Next game we're going to take a look at is the Broncos going to the Titans. This, interestingly, has heaps hanging on it. You've got the Titans who are tied for the AFC South, and you've got the Broncos who need to stay in touch with the Chiefs and the Raiders. I've got
Raiders,
blank.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's all right. There's some good radio for you. So this one has so much riding on it, and the Broncos are getting points here this week.
Yeah, I like the Titans in this game.
I don't.
I don't trust them. The numbers say Titans in almost every category, but passing, pass defense. But, you know, I don't trust Trevor Siemian. He's coming off an injury. Marcus Mariota's been playing so well. Do you know that Denver are the 28th ranked rush defense in the league? So they're not as good as they are as a defense. They're the best pass rush in the league with the most sacks and pressures, but they're the fifth worst run defense in the NFL. And what do the Tennessee Titans do well?
Run the football. They're third in the league.
They run the football. DeMarco Murray's been great. Mariota's been great. I don't think this is going to be as easy as the Broncos are going to expect it to be. It's in Tennessee, which is always tough. Denver are way better at home because of the altitude and they're used to it. But I'm taking Tennessee in this game.
Yeah, I'll have Broncos plus the points. Next one, a NFC East matchup. The Redskins are traveling to the Eagles. The Redskins don't want to fall too much further behind, or it's going to be really tough. They can't win the division from here, I don't think. I think your Cowboys are well clear, but they're in a red-hot battle for these wildcard spots.
Yeah, and Philly are all but done, and their last three games have been absolutely terrible. I would say they've been the worst team in the league over the last 3 weeks.
Were they 5-1 at one
stage?
They
were. They were 3-0, and then they were maybe 5-1, yeah. You might be right, but you know they beat the Vikings to knock the Vikings off their 5-game win streak. So they've had some great wins, but Carson Wentz has been terrible the last few weeks. I hate picking on rookie quarterbacks, but his mechanics are right off. He's having the same issues, very similar to Blake Bortles is in Jacksonville with his mechanics. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Blake Bortles, but they're having similar issues.
But it's the sort of thing where, and this is what happens that people don't realize, when rookie quarterbacks come through, and all rookie players, at this point of the season, if they were in college,
done.
The season's over.
Yep, Heisman Awards are getting given out.
Yeah, it was given out today. Done. So all these college kids are used to being finished. The NFL season is longer than any other level of football they would have played before that high school and college. It's tough. And it's tougher. It's just a tougher competition.
Faster, everything.
Yep.
I think Washington will take care of this game comfortably. I like the Eagles' defense, but Washington's offense has been, you know, up there, one of the best in the league. Kirk Cousins, I got to eat my words. I said he was a fool to back himself.
He's going
to
get
on the
paid
1 year deal. He's going to get some good money, and you know what? He deserves it. Well done. I'm really happy for him.
Speaking of people who got paid, the Texans are traveling to the Colts in an AFC South matchup. This one will put, and that's if the Titans get up as well. This could propel somebody through to win that division. The Texans are one of the worst offenses in the league. Their defense is okay. The Colts are a little bit up and about.
Andrew Luck is the reason for that. He's been playing so well. But it's all comes down. If Houston can win this game, I think they win the division. I certainly think if the Colts lose this, they have a much tougher schedule than Houston. So it's all on Houston to win this game. But you remember the Colts had them all but beat last time, and then 14 points in the last 2 minutes meant Houston stealing it. So if they were to win this game, they would sweep the Colts, which means they hold the ultimate head-to-head, which if you're tied, and they've already beaten the Titans as well, and they play the Titans in 2 weeks. So they could potentially win this division. I think Brock Osweiler is a massive issue. I think Bill O'Brien needs to come. He's coaching for his job right now. He has to make the playoffs.
Are we going to see a change if they're down this week?
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything better. Tom Savage, he's got a big arm and all this jazz from
my thing about Savage is
he's in the system for longer.
He's been in the system for longer. I still don't think Osweiler gets the offense. I don't think he gets it.
If you're getting nothing out of Osweiler, why not change? Contract should not dictate performance. And right now, you cut Osweiler at the end of next season, you're paying him nothing. But you need to do something because your season's on the line and Bill O'Brien's coaching job's on the line.
Couldn't agree more. Really quickly before we go to the break, the Bears going to the Lions. Obviously, the Bears are done. But the Lions win this and they're well and truly entrenched in that NFC North championship.
Yeah, I think if the Lions were to win this and the Packers were to lose,
I think it's just about over.
I'd say it would be a 3-game lead for the Lions.
With four to go.
But as I said, late game, division games, Bears are coming off a nice win last week. They're at their third string quarterback, but their running game, Jordan Howard's been outstanding as a rookie. If it wasn't for Zeke, everyone would be talking about this rookie, Jordan Howard. He's almost up to 900 yards on the season.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have heard his name.
Have heard his name. He's had a great season. They are missing a lot. I think the Lions will get the job done. Stafford's been outstanding all year, and you pair that Golden Tate now starting to roll, and Marvin Jones, Eric Ebron back healthy. I can't see the Lions dropping this game, but division games are division games for a reason. Chicago have a history of ruining the Lions' dreams.
Yeah, and the Lions are also good at ruining their own dreams. Yeah. But Brett, I agree. I think they'll win too.
Yeah, the Lions ruined my dreams. I disappeared from the AFL competition.
We'll go straight to the NFC South. The Falcons will take on the Rams in the first of the late games. The Rams are hopeless. The main reason I've got this one on here is the Falcons are in a red-hot race with the Buccaneers.
Yep.
But this is going to give them a win.
Julio Jones will be a game-time decision. It's not looking good. He'll play, and Mohamed Sanu is ruled out.
Ooh.
So if Julio Jones wasn't to play, all of a sudden that passing game, your two top receivers
are out.
You know, I don't think they have the running game to dominate Rams' front seven with Aaron Donald in it. I think he's outstanding. So it'll be tough. I think they need Julio Jones to play to make this game comfortable for them. If Julio plays, they'll win this easy because the pass defense of the Rams and Jeff Fisher's son,
one of the worst in the league,
disgraceful.
Well, he should not only should he not have accepted that extension he got last week.
He should fire his son. Yeah, he's not doing a good job, and he might not have the cattle, but they were pretty good a couple of years ago. So, look, I'm taking the Falcons. I think they should win this. I think Julio Jones will get up because it's a big game. They're in a tight race.
Even if he doesn't, I think you and I could play wide receiver for the Rams on the weekend. For the Falcons on the weekend. And that running attack and how they use those running backs Freeman and Coleman, I think they'll be fine.
Well, that's what Shanahan does. He's found a way, and we know how much I love him at the moment. He'll be a head coach next year. And I think he finds a way to, like we saw Tevin Coleman dominate a team earlier in the year receiving the ball. So he finds a way to mismatch people. I think he'll do that again. I think they'll be able to win.
I think
Julio's a big out.
I think he's one of the best in the league, along with Sean Payton, at finding matchups and just exploiting them.
Absolutely.
Just getting after them.
The difference is Sean Payton has Drew Brees. It makes it a lot easier.
Very true. And speaking of that, the Saints will travel to the Buccaneers. The Bucs need this if they want to hang with the Falcons, but also hang with a really tight NFC wildcard grouping. Everyone's sort of clustered together there, and the Bucs have got a couple of tougher games. They do have the Saints twice. They've got to go to the Cowboys the following week, and I'm sure they've got the Panthers in there somewhere as well.
They do. The Panthers are terrible at the moment, but they're still division games. If this was in New Orleans, I'd be worried about it, but at home, I think the Bucs should take care of business here.
Well, this is what makes me laugh. It's going to be about 30 degrees down in Florida, yet it's going to be 30 Fahrenheit up in the north of America with snow.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how these games come in. But I must admit, I like my Bucs here as well. I think the Saints, look, they might have the number one ranked offense, but it's all numbers.
It's a cumulative offense. It's not necessarily a productive. It's productive, but it doesn't. Certainly doesn't lead to wins.
No.
And it doesn't lead to as much points as it should.
Yeah. Now their defense is not flash. It's in the very bottom half of the league. But Tampa's hasn't been great either. If you take it as a whole group lately, it's been really good.
Better, but one thing Tampa do bad. Is they get turnovers. Tampa Bay, I've been trying to work out how they've turned this around, because from what I can see, Winston's playing the same. They get Doug Martin back, which has helped as a threat, but he hasn't been amazing. They lead the NFL in the turnover differential, which is an incredibly positive stat, and most teams that lead that, or I know the Cowboys are super high, it's always leads to winning, and lately they've been getting a ton of turnovers and not turning the ball over a lot, and that's been the difference. When you give Jameis Winston field position and more possessions, he's a good enough quarterback, and that is a good enough offense with our man Mike Evans, who we love. It's good enough to get points.
I think Evans has established himself as an elite receiver this
year.
Top
10 for me, 100%.
We talked about in the preseason, especially on the podcast, much earlier in the year, about how he had a ton of yards last year, but he only had 3 touchdowns or something like that. And I said, there's just no
Winston's
way.
Winston's worked him out.
Yeah, there's just no way you can have that many yards and not have the touchdowns. If he repeats the yards this year, which he's done, I mean, what is he up to now, 13 or something touchdowns?
No, 10 touchdowns, 10. Which leads the NFL, though, for receivers.
Yeah, and that is a lot.
Yeah, it's almost half their total touchdowns. They've got 23 total passing touchdowns, and he has 1,058 yards, which is a third of their passing yards.
Yeah, so he's right up there with Julio Jones stat-wise.
Exactly. He's third in the league in receiving yards behind Julio and T.Y. Hilton, surprisingly. But I think the Bucs should win this. But, hey, division games, the Bucs are young, they're learning. It's a game they could drop, but they shouldn't, and they really can't afford to.
And if you like a sneaky flutter, I think the Saints are getting 3 going
really?
To Tampa. So,
yeah,
that's not awful.
Bad. Not bad.
Now, to what could very much be the game of the weekend, the Seahawks are going to the Packers. It's going to snow. This game could be the game of the week. Not so much for the play, like watching it wise.
Yeah.
But I really think for what's on the line, what it means, it'll be close. Whenever a game is snowing, they seem to be a bit more fun. I think this game could go either way. I wouldn't want to touch this if I was a betting man.
Oh, see, Earl Thomas broke his leg last week. He's going to miss the rest of the season. That is as bad as big a loss as a defense can take. He is so important to that defense. He plays middle field, sideline to sideline. He basically stops any big plays. You cannot replace that easily. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to take advantage of that, because you think about Seattle's strength. It's their front, their run stuffing. Now, their pass defense is good, but they've just lost probably their best defensive back in Earl Thomas. Like, Sherman's up there too, but I would rate Earl Thomas better. And what do the Packers do well? They don't run the ball well. They're going to pass the ball a lot. So they're going to kind of use a strength and hopefully against a weaker part of Seattle's defense.
The Packers are getting 3 points.
I honestly think this is a really worrying game for the Seattle. Russell Wilson he basically played 4 games where he's been outstanding all year. In the other games, he's thrown 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So he hasn't been great in those games. I think the big games he's had, have hidden some of his bad performances.
And he's been nicked up all year. High ankle sprain, had some knee troubles earlier in the year. And you don't know what kind of toll that's taking on you this late in the season.
Yep.
In the cold.
In the cold, snowy. Packers are going to be better playing at it. Also a revenge game. Christine Michael, who is the leading rusher for the Seattle Seahawks, who was cut and is still currently the leading rusher, is now on the Green Bay Packers. And he got a lot of carries last week, and I think they'll give him a lot more this week. So bit of a revenge game there. Hopefully Christine Michael goes in, but I think it means a lot more to the Packers. I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything to Seattle, but this is their season, and it's at home. It's going to be cold. No Earl Thomas. Aaron Rodgers is playing outstanding the last 3 weeks. I think the Packers will get that game. And I don't think it'll be easy, but I think they'll win.
Yeah, it should be a really good, as I said earlier on the intro, I think it's going to be a great game to watch.
Yeah.
Turning to the Sunday night game, which comes on 12:30 here on Monday afternoon. The Cowboys are going to the Giants. Now, the Cowboys only got one loss this year. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was to the Giants. First game of the week, first game of the year.
By 1 point.
Lost at home by a point. The NFC East tend to split all their division games.
Yep.
So going on that logic alone, Cowboys to win this one?
Look, I think so, and I think there's more reasons to it. I think Dak Prescott has just been incredible. He's thrown only 2 interceptions on the season. For a rookie quarterback, that is outstanding. I think Zeke Elliott, enough's been said about him. He's been probably the best back in the league this year. But you look at Dez Bryant, over the past 4 games, he has 430 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's massive. He went from being last in the team in yards to second just behind Cole Beasley in the last 4 games. So he's got hot. Jason Pierre-Paul's had surgery on his groin. He is such a loss for that defense. Not only is he their best pass rusher, but he's their best run stopper on the D-line. That won't help them. I think Eli Manning's lost his arm. I think he's not that good anymore. They struggle running the ball. I think all things are leading to a Cowboys win. But division games at New York, you just never know.
I can't work out how the Giants are 8-4.
Not a count. Like
I've actually spent a bit of time on this. And you try and look for patterns and other things that try to explain what you're looking at.
They're a bad
team. All
their
wins, they're just so random.
Like, and they've played crappy teams. And, you know, the Cowboys have played roughly the same schedule, but they've been a lot more impressive in those wins. Like, the Giants only just got over the line over Cleveland 2 weeks ago, whereas the Cowboys and Washington Redskins pumped them. So I just don't think the Giants are that good a team. I think they were able to get into the playoffs. I don't think they can do a lot. In saying that, though, I wouldn't want to see them in the playoffs because we know what Eli Manning can do come playoff times, similar to the Baltimore Ravens with Joe Flacco. They're teams you don't want to play in the playoffs.
The Giants are not those Super Bowl Giants teams. They're not even close to it. And they don't exactly have the easiest run home. They've got the Cowboys this week. They've got the Lions and then the Eagles and the Redskins back-to-back. All those teams are in it up to their eyeballs, probably except for the Eagles.
Yep.
But all those other teams, they're going to be desperate to win.
And the Eagles aren't out yet. If they were to beat Washington this week, they'll feel they're right back in the race. So it's a tight division. It's a tight conference.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. Last game of the round, the Monday night game, which comes in 12:30 on a Tuesday afternoon here. The Ravens traveling to the Patriots. The Ravens leading the AFC North and the Patriots being what the Patriots are, which is 10-2, but they are certainly not the Patriots they were 2 weeks ago without Gronk.
Yeah.
This game's going to be really interesting here. I'm buying a little bit of what the Ravens are selling. They've got a really good defense.
I'm taking the Ravens in this game. Their defense is outstanding. The Patriots have been successful due to their running game the last few weeks. Ravens are the best run defense in the NFL. I think they'll stop that. And Joe Flacco is starting to get going. He had a great game last week. And he's very streaky. When he starts playing well, he tends to keep going on with that. So I can see them really dominating this game and winning it. And New England, stop trading away your good defensive players or your defense will get worse. Don't trade away 2 star defensive players this year and it's hurt them now.
Yep. And if you really do like the Ravens, mate, you should get on there. 325 and they're getting 6.5.